Wisconsin Lottery Administrator Mike Edmonds says overall ticket sales have gone down about 7% since July. He says there are a few reasons for that. New software cut back on the number of new instant games the lottery's been able to offer, and the multi-state Powerball jackpots have been lower than in recent years. But Edmonds has noticed another trend that he thinks is tied to the recession. Sales of $20 scratch-off tickets have dropped, while sales of the cheaper $10 scratch-offs have actually gone up.
Which leads me to conclude that people are trading down, much as if they decided to trade down from a $20 bottle of wine this holiday season to a $10 bottle of wine. I think they're trading down from a $20 scratch ticket to a $10 scratch ticket.
Wisconsin's lottery was created in 1987 to generate property tax relief. Because sales are down, Edmonds says people will likely get slightly less tax relief this year. That said, Edmonds says it's not necessarily a bad thing that people are spending less on the lottery.
If you don't have the money, I think you really shouldn't be spending it on the lottery. I know that sounds sort of counterintuitive to what our mission is to generate money for property tax relief. But the lottery is a discretionary purchase, and you really need to make sure that you take care of your basic necessities before you spend any anything else on something like lottery.
The drop in ticket sales comes despite an increase in the lottery's advertising budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.